Hello, welcome to this 365 days devotional titled Into His Marvelous Light. This is brought to you by A Peculiar People with Elizabeth Adebaju as the anchor. This month's theme is My God Who Loves Me. And the focus of these teachings are around the life of Jesus here on earth. What better way to examine God's love for us than looking into the life of His Son who came down and died for us. Join us and be blessed. The Bible text today is taken from John chapter 8, verse 1 to 11. Jesus returned to the Mount of Olives, but early the next morning He was back again at the temple. A crowd soon gathered, and He sat down and taught them. As He was speaking, the teachers of religious law and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in the act of adultery. They put her in front of the crowd. "Teacher," they said to Jesus, "this woman was caught in the act of adultery. The law of Moses says to stone her. What do you say?" They were trying to trap Him into saying something they could use against Him. But Jesus stooped down and wrote in the dust with His finger. They kept demanding an answer. So He stood up again and said, "All right, but let the one who has never sinned throw the first stone." Then He stooped down again and wrote in the dust. When the accusers heard this, they slipped away one by one, beginning with the oldest, until only Jesus was left in the middle of the crowd with the woman. Then Jesus stood up again and said to the woman, "Where are your accusers? Didn't even one of them condemn you?" "No, Lord," she said. And Jesus said, "Neither do I. Go and sin no more." The verse of emphasis today is verse 7, John 8 verse 7. They kept demanding an answer. So He stood up again and said, "All right, but let the one who has never sinned throw the first stone." In the Bible text we read today, we see how Jesus saved a woman from a death sentence. It might not seem like a big deal because it was a very small part of John chapter 8, but if you take time to actually look at it closely, she probably never thought she had any chance again. She probably just realized that this is the end for me and I don't have any hope again. But then Jesus showing up right then and giving a way out of the situation was the only thing she needed to keep going. And that is the same thing He has done for us. And that's the same thing He's still doing. He's still in the business of saving lives every day. That's what He does. That is what He has come to offer us in the real sense of it. Life, as opposed to the death that we were destined to face. How do you expect Him to force you to live if you don't want to live? When He says go and sin no more, it's your choice. But then if you realize where you would have been and where He is directing you to, then you won't have an issue. You won't have an issue doing the right thing. I'm sure that woman at that point, probably if she sees man again, she will run for her life because she almost died once. But a way out miraculously was provided for her. I just hope that we would not take the salvation we have gotten in Jesus for granted. I hope that we see it for what it really is. We'll see it for what it really is that we would value it and bring other people to the knowledge of the same salvation that we have gotten in Jesus. Heavenly Father, King of Glory, Ancient of Days, we thank you for keeping us to this day. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for giving us the opportunity to hear more about you. Lord, we say thank you from the bottom of our hearts in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask that anything that we are doing in our lives that doesn't please you, that you open our eyes to see it. You help us to do the right things. Whatever it is that is not in line with your word, that you help us to go and sin no more, that you help us to walk in line with your dictates, to do that which pleases you in every aspect of our lives, in every day of our lives, that we will only do the things that please you in Jesus' name. That whatever it is that is standing in the way of our relationship with you growing, Lord, that you help us to curb such habits, you help us to do away with such things in our lives in Jesus' name. We ask that even as we go out today, that you go before us, that you set our path straight, that Lord, you direct us, that we would not be at the wrong place at the wrong time or doing the wrong things in Jesus' name. And our lives will preach to people, our lives will tell people more about you, and will give glory to your name in every way in our lives in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's podcast episode. I hope you'll be deliberate about living your life according to the principles of Christ. Have a nice day. Bye.